This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon, February the 17th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game that we've played for years with our listeners. We like to do it as often as we can at the end of a live broadcast week. All we do is play four soundbites that we have culled from this week's Issues Etc. interviews and conversations. We've pulled them out and we're going to play them for you. And after you've listened to all four soundbites, the only thing you need to do is vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. And phone call voters get to vote first, by the way. 877-623-MYIE. You can vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we have left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. When you're voting via email, Twitter, or at our Facebook fan page, make sure you tell us who you are, where you're voting, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That reason is very, very important. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one this week comes from a conversation with Rebecca Curtis. We were talking with her about identity politics, about feminism, some other subjects. Here she is talking about the relationship of feminism to identity politics.
This is why identity politics can never work. Every person at his core has one particular thing that they really identify. And this is actually, feminism is a great example of this. There's been all kinds of controversy in feminism recently due to the transgender activism. The Seven Sisters colleges that are still female-only don't know what to do about people applying who used to be men. Or what if you're a woman who's now claiming to be a man? Can you be admitted? And so feminists have to decide what's more important, the way you were born or what you identify yourself as being. This has also been a problem in feminism historically between white feminists and minority feminists. And feminism originated as such, second wave feminism originated, you know, with these white, educated, middle and upper class women. And then all women from minority groups came and said, well, your way of life only works because we've been raising your kids and cleaning your houses and doing all these nasty jobs that you don't want to do because you think you should all be pilots and CEOs. So any group, any protest like this that makes identity politics its platform is always going to fall apart because of infighting.
That's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis talking about identity politics and feminism. If you'd like to vote for it, it needs your vote. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. We were talking about the bad record that modern day prophets have when it comes to their veracity. And he used this analogy. What if modern day prophets were Major League Baseball players?
In baseball, when a guy gets up to bat, I mean, he is earning millions, tens of millions of dollars if he can keep a batting average above 300, which means 3 out of 10 times the guy goes to the batter's box, he gets on base successfully hitting the ball. And what is happening in the prophetic and charismatic world is that their view regarding, you know, when somebody says, thus saith the Lord, is now kind of degenerating down into where we almost need to start having prophetic trading cards. This prophet over here, their prophetic batting average is at 260 right now. And this guy over here, his prophetic batting average is at 340. And then I know some prophets, people who claim to be prophets, who literally have a prophetic batting average worse than a National League bullpen pitcher right now. You're claiming to be hearing from God, and yet you're so bad at hearing from God, you rarely get it right, or you only get it right part of the time. Scripture is clear on this. In Deuteronomy 18, all true prophets bat 1,000. Every time they hear from God and God says something's going to happen, it actually happens. They're deviating from the biblical standard severely in order to make room for this theology of kind of slippery, not so accurate, you know, prophets out there, which is an unknown biblical category altogether.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Rose. Bro, if modern day prophets were baseball players, if you like it and you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or via email talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from a conversation with Suzanne Venker, author of the book Alpha Females, An Alpha Female's Guide to Men and Marriage. And here she is talking about what an alpha female is and how it often impacts marriage or the lack thereof.
An alpha female, the way I define it, is a go-getter, very task-oriented, likes to be in control, is really good at taking charge of things, making decisions and following through, you know, all of which are perfectly good traits and have their place, for sure. But while it can be advantageous in certain areas, and certainly in a marriage and when it comes to love and men, it is not a good thing at all, because men, as a rule, do not like to be told what to do, and they're not interested in getting married so that they have a wife who does tell them what to do. There are so many women who do not learn to turn it off, so to speak, and because they can't switch mode from controlling mode to loving part of a union where you have to compromise and sacrifice and all the rest, because they struggle so much with that, they end up single or divorced because they can't get out of it. And of course, that is simplifying it. There's much more to a relationship than just one person's behavior. On the other hand, I do think today, in today's culture, it's not a coincidence that you hear women who say, I don't understand, I'm so successful in life or at my job, but when it comes to love, I'm not successful. And I would argue that this is why.
That's soundbite number three, Suzanne Venker on alpha females and marriage. If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, February the 17th. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because here is soundbite number four from Pastor Tom Eckstein, talking about the difference between having same-sex attraction and affirming same-sex attraction.
It's one thing to have same-sex attraction and be repentant of it and cling to Christ for forgiveness and the strength to resist the desire. Or if in a moment of weakness you give into it, you repent and ask Him for forgiveness and the strength to do better. We need to distinguish from that and those who would affirm same-sex attraction as well as acting on it. And the reason we need to make that distinction is that we all have various sinful desires that we grieve over as Christians. And not only do we all, many people have heterosexual desires that are contrary to God's will, but there are numerous non-sexual sinful desires that we battle with every day. And having these sinful desires does not place us outside the kingdom. What places us outside the kingdom is a hard heart, a refusal to repent. But the good news of Scripture is that we can come to God with the multitude of our sinful desires and behavior in repentance, knowing that the condemnation for those sins has been taken upon Christ on the cross, and we can come to God without fear, knowing that He forgives us and will help us to struggle and fight against these sinful desires, knowing that we're forgiven and holy in His sight, even in the midst of that battle.
That is soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Eckstein. Having same-sex attraction versus affirming same-sex attraction. That's the fourth soundbite. That means it's your turn. It's time to vote. And this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
I bet you didn't know that the teaching of Latin in schools is making a comeback. Latin? Really? Isn't that a dead language? Well, take a look at what studies say about how well Latin students do on a test like the SAT. Memoria Press's Latin program will revolutionize your students' vocabulary, knowledge, and their understanding of grammar. And there is no better subject for teaching critical thinking skills. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. IssuesETC.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for your Vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or by leaving your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, Identity, Politics, and Feminism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Rosebro, If Modern-Day Prophets Were Major League Baseball Players? Soundbite number three, Suzanne Venker on Alpha Females and Marriage? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Eckstein, the difference between having same-sex attraction and affirming same-sex attraction? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Kevin is casting a vote for Suzanne Venker. The whole interview touched a nerve and helped me put into perspective on some of the issues I myself struggle with in my own relationships. Kevin, thank you very much. A very good reason for voting for Suzanne Venker for Soundbite of the Week. Timothy listens in North Dakota. He says, I vote for my friend and fellow minister to the Norwegian Americans, Chris Rosebro. He's not only batting 1,000 for recognizing and calling out false prophets, just like with his comment, he usually hits it out of the park. Yet another home run for the best pro baseball prophet in the ALC. Tim, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in North Dakota. Let's see what North Carolina has to say. Peggy is waiting on the line. Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Which one do you vote for?
It is extremely difficult to have to choose between these really good sound bites of the week. They're all expanding on really important issues that are relevant to us with our spiritual lives and growth in this culture that we're in. But as a former alpha female, I have to vote for number three, Suzanne Venker, because it has taken quite a while to turn things around in my household because of not being able to take back, pull back the reins and leave the control where it's supposed to be. But thankfully, we have found a very good, solid, confessional Lutheran church, and that has helped us to grow immensely and be able to put things in the proper order with my husband as a spiritual head of the household and my taking the rightful place beneath him, both of us being under God.
Peggy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in North Carolina. Great vote for Issues, Etc. Sound by the Week. John in Montgomery, Alabama, still in the South, says, I love listening to Chris Roseborough, but I'll vote for Suzanne Venker this time. Not for the soundbite so much, but for the whole interview, and not just for all the interesting points she made, but for her wonderful personality, combined with the best interviewer on radio, Todd Wilkin. It was a fun interview. Well, thank you very much for your kind words, John, and thanks for listening in Alabama. Dave says it's a tough choice, but my vote is for Pastor Eckstein, soundbite number 4, the reason for which he is clearly laying out the difference between our struggle with sin versus a hard heart resulting in a rejection of repentance. In this case, applied to homosexuality, which has proven to confuse and lead astray many churches in America and in Europe. Dave, thank you very much. Darren says, I have to vote for Pastor Chris Roseborough due to the combination of my two passions, sound theology and baseball, including a bit of sabermetrics. I like that stuff too. He also says, all that was missing was a reference to those so-called prophets being below the Mendoza line with their predictions. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Darren, and thanks for voting. Lay votes for soundbite number 3, Suzanne Venker. I am an alpha female, and this program made me think about the lack of men in leadership positions. After the program, I believe it's not about weak men, but about strong women taking over. Lay, thank you very much for your vote for soundbite of the week. According to your votes, it's number 3, Suzanne Venker, alpha females in marriage. Let's listen again.
An alpha female, the way I define it, is a go-getter, very task-oriented, likes to be in control, likes is really good at taking charge of things, making decisions and following through, you know, all of which are perfectly good traits and have their place, for sure. But while it can be advantageous in certain areas, and certainly in a marriage and when it comes to love and men, it is not a good thing at all, because men, as a rule, do not like to be told what to do, and they're not interested in getting married so that they have a wife who does tell them what to do. There are so many women who do not learn to turn it off, so to speak, and because they can't switch mode from controlling mode to loving part of a union where you have to compromise and sacrifice and all the rest, because they struggle so much with that, they end up single or divorced because they can't get out of it. And of course, that is simplifying it. There's much more to a relationship than just one person's behavior. On the other hand, I do think today, in today's culture, it's not a coincidence that you hear women who say, I don't understand, I'm so successful in life or at my job, but when it comes to love, I'm not successful. And I would argue that this is why.
That's soundbite number 3, the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Suzanne Venker, Alpha Females and Marriage. Thanks to everybody who voted. The LPR bundle package goes to Peggy in North Carolina. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, we have finally finalized the speakers for 2 Issues, Etc. Making the Case conferences in 2017. Here's the roundup for the first one. Pastor Matt Harrison, Aaron Wolf, Terry Mattingly, Todd Peppercorn, Chris Roseborough, and Peter Bender. They're going to be speaking Friday, June the 9th and Saturday, June the 10th in Collinsville, Illinois at our first conference in 2017. That's about 50 miles east of St. Louis. And Mark and Molly Hemingway, Brian Wolf Miller, Scott Murray, Rod Dreher, and Jennifer Roback Morse. They're all going to be speaking Friday, November the 10th and Saturday, November the 11th in Houston, Texas, our second Issues, Etc. Making the Case conference in 2017. You can register right now for either or both conferences, since they're 2 different conferences. Issuesetc.org. It's the 2017 Issues, Etc. Making the Case conferences. Register now, issuesetc.org. Monday on Issues, Etc., we'll look forward to the Transfiguration Sunday with Dr. Carl Fikancher, and we'll talk with Dr. Anthony Esselin about rebuilding American culture and restoring truth. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstadt.org.